We are learning daf from Zion, and we are starting from a two dots. In the Mishnah, it said, "Hakahanim v'alevim mekadshim loylam." That means kahanim and levim could be mekadish, makdish a field silaf neyevel sila after yevel, and also can make a geula loylam. So Gemara is going to elaborate and explain this. Bishloim agoyalim, that they could do geula loylam itzrich. It's a chiddush. Lafukim b'di Yisrael, because kahanim and levim are different than Yisraelim. The Yisraelim loy parki ela ad yevel. Yisrael could only redeem his field to yevel. After yevel, he can't redeem anymore. Kamashalon to kahanim levim goyalim loylam. Kamashalon that kahanim levim can be goyal loylam. Especially if we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sure in the Mishnah before, when it reaches Yovel, someone's makdash a field, he can't redeem it. If a regular Yisrael is makdash a field, by Yovel, it goes to the Kahanim. So here, the Chiddush is Kahanim Levim can be Goya Lo'ilam. So that we understand what the Chiddush is. That the Kahanim Levim can do whatever. Ella Makdishim, what's the Chiddush of Makdishim Lo'ilam? My ear, your Kahanim Levim. What's up is Kahanim and Levim, they can makdash Lo'ilam for Yisrael Nami. Yisrael also can makdash whenever he wants. He can makdash before, he can makdash afterwards. Rashi Bavarns, that even though we said before that 2 years before Yovel, you can't be makdash, we explained it didn't mean you can't be makdash, it just meant there's no Gerua. You have to do 50 full shekel. But Avada, you could be makdash even 2 years before. So what's the Chiddush of Makdishim Lo'ilam? Zakhti Gemara Vechitema means Vishnasi Yevel Atzma on Yevel itself. If you can make the shit Honichel Shmuel, it's Golfi Shmuel Dama, but Nashinasi Yevel Atzma like Kachi. Now it'll be Makadish, you can't be, make something hektish on Yevel itself. And Kamash Vlon, the Kahanim Levi Makdishim, Loilam. And you were telling us no, Kahanim Levi could be Makdish even on Yevel itself. That would be the Chiddush. So maybe he said that would be Golfi Shmuel. And the reason why Shmuel would agree that by Kahanim Levim they could be makdash it, because the reason why Yisrael can't be makdash according to Shmuel is because of the Kavah Chaymer. Madach goes out by Yovel, so even if you're not hektish yet, I'm sure it's not Kaddish. But this Kavah Chaymer is not Shaykh by Kahanim Levim, because by Kahanim Levim they don't go out by Yovel. So therefore, we understand with Yishmuel, very Geshmak, that the Chiddush of Goyalim Lo'ilam means even on Yovel itself, that Yisrael can't be makdash a field on Yovel itself, but a Kahanim Levim could. But l'rav, but l'fi rav, my ear kahanim levim, I feel Yisrael nami. L'fi rav, even Yisrael also could mekadosh it on Yovel. So what's the difference between levim and Yisraelim? So Gemara says you're right, and the chiddush really of kahanim is be'ikir that goyim lo'olam. But the Gemara explains it. L'tameich, he says even for you l'fi Shmuel, if Zetzan Shmuel is toshver. Why did it say be'lef nei Yovel la'achu Yovel lomali? Why did it say that? That's not a chiddush. That's by Yisrael also. Why did it say be'kahanim they can makdash it before Yovel na'achu Yovel? Everyone could do that. Lomali, Ella, Ayatana Reisha Lefnei Yevel Acha Yevel. Since it says in the Reisha by Yisrael that you could do before Yevel and after Yevel, Tana Sefer Namis use the same Lashem, not that it's a Chiddush. Ben Lacha Yevel, Ben Yevel. So he says also, Ayatana Reisha Emakdishim Vloy Goyalim. Since the Reisha it says by Yisraelim, Emakdishim Vloy Goyalim, Tana Namis Sefer Makdishim Goyalim. Even though there's no Chiddush in the Makdishim part, only Goyalim part. Just Agav, the first Mishnah of by Yisrael, it says, Emakdishim Vein Goyalim. And therefore, here it says Makdishim Egoyalim. And whatever Egoyalim in there, means Egoyalim means Egoyalim with Geruah, whatever the Pshat is, and before, however tight is, the Makdishim because with Geruah, and Egoyalim means the Gavi Chadashim, I in the Mishnah before, but I got the first Mishnah that says here the Lashem, Takan Al-Chiddush. The only Chiddush by Kahanim is that Goyalim Lo'ilam, Makdishim is Takan Al-Chiddush. Hadin Raloch, Ein Makdishim, for those that finish it. Zok the new Perek, the 8th Perek. Hamakdish Es Sodeu Beshas. If you makdash a field when there's no yovel noyeg, the halacha is that the only time you have a din of choymer sa'irim, that you give 50 shekel per every zera choymer sa'irim, that's only by when yovel is noyeg. When yovel is not noyeg, then you paid it for its shavius. And the pasuk that is because it doesn't go out for yovel, so there's no, like there it's 50 shekel till yovel. You figure it out, it doesn't pass when there's no yovel. So therefore, when there's no yovel, when you makdash a field, the way you paid it is for full value. So what happens? Hamakdash deo b'sha'a she'ein ha'yevel. Oim aloi, the gizmah says to the makdash, here, p'sach at rishon, you give me a price you want it for. When I paid it. Why? Because it's a mile of a hekdash that the Baalim does it, sha'a Baalim is no chaymash, because a Baalim gives a chaymash also. So rather, the Baalim paid it rather than a regular person. Chol adem is no chaymash. And the Mishnah is a mice. A mice v'echash hekdash deo p'ra'a. So there was a field that was cost, it was hemorrhaging money, it was costing more money it was than it's worth. So the guy decided he'll make it hektish. So he's makdash it. Amar Loi, the Gizba said, the lach is that the first person to be paid, the first mitzvah to be paid is the owner. So he went over to the owner, the Gizba, and said, Psacha at Rishon, you give a price. Amar Hare Shlibes, you know, the 10 bucks I'm taking it for. I'll pay it. Amar Rav Yesi, he says even more. Loi was a bit, he said, Abaya, El Abaya. He has the story, the version of the story was, he said, I'll be paid for it with an egg. She hekesh lifted with kasev shava kasev. Because hekesh could be, you can paid it with kasev shava kasev. Amalai, the Gizba said, I got ticha, I can't find anyone else to buy it, it's yours. Nimsa, he had to be paid it. Nimsa, mafsa, his service, they will find him. He still has his field, and he lost the Isser on the same price. That's what happened, because, you know, no one was paying off it, it wasn't a good field. But in here, he has a mitzvah to be paid it. So the moral of the story is, you want to get rid of a field, don't give it to Hekdesh, because if you give it to Hekdesh, they're going to force you to be paid it, and it's not going to help you much. So after Gemara, let's explain the Mishnah. Hamakdish Shadeu Bisha'a, said in the Mishnah, Hamakdish Shadeu, when Yehu's not knowing, the Gizba tells Hamakdish, you know, give your, well, how much you pay for it first. In a regular field, talking about. So Gemara, Oimrim? You just tell him that? But Tanya Koifin, it says you force the guy to be paid it. So it means you force him. That's what I'm chat. It means forcing him. Because the halacha is, you force a guy to do a mitzvah. And it's his mitzvah first to pay this. You force him to do the mitzvah. The boy say, first you talk nicely to him. He listens good. So Amram says, first tell him, you give a price. And if he doesn't do it, you force him. Said in the Mishnah, that's why you want the Baalim to pay the first. But I think I have other reasons why we should offer the Baalim to pay the first. My area, typically, the idea chavivila, since it's very chav to him, the field, in a regular field, fey parkley, he's going to give him more money for it. That's why I give him first dibs. Va'oid, mitzvah gula ba'adon. There's a mitzvah gula first ba'adon, because the pasuk says, the first choice is him. So that's why we should give him the first choice, because it's a mitzvah by him. So Mar, you're right. It's not only Asta Chaimish, all the reasons are true. Chad Vayd Kamar, Chad Adayin Chviv Allah, Tvei Parakle. First of all, it's Chav Timsi to pay more money for it. Second of all, Vahoy, Mitzvah Gula Vahadinu. The Mitzvah Gula is by the Adayin. Vahoy, Chad Bayam Asta Chaimish, but also he gives a Chaimish, and therefore he is going to, it's going to be make more money for Hekdesh. So all those three reasons are true. The Mishnah just picks one of the reasons of Bayam Asta Chaimish. The Mishnah says further, the Mitzvah Echish Hitchish Shadeh, when it says Machlaikis, if it was a Beya or was an Issa. So what's the machlek? His name Hakamif. Yidav Yetsi Shava Shava Kasef Kasef. He holds something that has a value of Kasef is like Kasef and can do the same thing Kasef does. But Rabbanon Savi Yishav Shava Kasef any Kasef. And Shava Kasef is not like Kasef. Therefore, it's dafka. You can play it with an Isser, not with a Beya, not with an Egg. For anything more about Kaimullah and Shava Kasef Kasef. Don't we pass in Shava Kasef Kasef? And the Rashi says the Raya is from Baba Kama by Nezikin. Obviously, we learn that from Nezikin and Shava Kasef Kasef. Everything more, you're right. The Kuli Yam Shava Kasef Kasef. So what's the machlek? We're arguing in a case where you could pay the something, but the chaimish won't be worth a pruta. So if you paid it with an iser, so an iser, a chaimish is more than a pruta, a chaimish of an iser. So therefore, that you could do. But if it's a beya, the chaimish of a beya is less than a pruta. It's less than a pruta, and therefore, the chaimish won't be worth a pruta, so you can't be paid in that. Maybe you can pay the shava kasef, but it's too little of a value since there's no pruta in the chaimish of a beya. Zok the Gemara, right there. Tana kamasava iser dika v'chaimshay shava pruta v'akina. Since the iser has, because the iser is 8 prutas, so therefore the fifth of iser is more than a pruta. It's good. Rav Yitzi kebei nair brekinon. Also, you can also obey also brekinon because you don't worry about the chaimish. And then the Mishnah said, "Amar loy." The Gizba says, "The gaticha is yours. Nimsa mafsid iser v'sadei olafanav." Lashon was nimsa mafsid iser. It doesn't say mafsid beya. It's a stomach or rabbanon. It's a stam mish like the rabbanon that you paid with iser and not with a beya. Talk to Mishnah Vayta. The Mishnah says, "Let's say Amar echad harei shli v'aser." They were bidding for the hektish. One guy says, "I'll take it for $10,000." Vechem v'aser was just 20. Vechem v'shloshim, 30. Vechem v'abom, it says 40. Vechem v'mishim, it says 50. So of course, you give it to the highest bidder. Now what happens? The 50 guys says, you know what, I have charata, I don't want to do it. Chazer boy v'chamishim. So then, that guy is responsible for 10. You'll have to give it to the guy who paid for 40. But the $10, that you know, $10,000 extra, you're going to have to pay. The 50 guys have to pay. Mashkin v'chazer at Esa, till 10. Chazer boy v'shloshim, then the 40th guy also backed out. Mashkin v'chazer at Esa. They take 10 from him. Chazer boy v'shloshim, mashkin v'chazer at Esa. They take from him 10. So it comes out, Hekdesh gets 30 from all these three people, and they get 20 from the sales, they'll get 50. Chodesh Lashon, Mashkin Mechazavad Esa, take another 10. Chaza boy shal esrim shal eser, the attendant guy backs out also. So my cross of a shav, you think you make a new achrasa and you sell it for whatever the value is, let's say it's five, and if from shal eser, there's a mice, whatever's left, you know, the other five, and then the other 40 you got from the other guys. Let's say the Baalim Oimrim Be'esrim. The Baalim says 20. And Chol Adam also says Be'esrim, Be'esrim. Habayim Kari, the Baalim goes first. Peshim Sibim Chaymish, because he's worth more for Hekdash, he's worth the Chaymish. Not only that, if all the person, Vama Echad, Arehu, Shali, Be'esrim, Be'achad, says 21, Habayim has Be'esrim changed. The Baalim, the problem is like this. The other guys are 21, Hekdash is still going to lose, because the Baalim is 20, it was worth 25, because with the Chaymish. So the problem is, someone else 21, I'd rather give it to the Baalim, because the Baalim is 25. But the problem is, he said 21. That makes the value go up. So we force the owner to now give 21 plus the original chaimish, which is 26. Let's say someone bids in Esther Mishtayim. So also, that makes the value 22. And the other guy, you have to get, and you want the Baalim to do it because the Baalim's worth more. But he has to give 22 plus chaimish now. Let's say someone bids Esther Mishalosh. You have to give 28. Besim Abba, Baalim Esther Mishtayim, you have to give 29. Besim Chaimish. The Baalim, no, the other guy bids 25. The Baalim Mishlashim has to give 50. Even though in this case, 25 already is equal to the Baalim, we'll have to see why the Baalim gives 30. Why the Baalim have to give 30? The Chayr 25 equaled the Baalim's first bid. So maybe he should have just gave it to him. We'll see in the Gemara about that. And it's always only a Chaimish of the first 20. She'ein Masifin Chaimish al Ilush Hazeh. You're not Masif Chaimish on the other person's Ilush. But if the Echad says Harei Vesh Mashayish, Harei Shli Vesh Mashayish, then you just give it to him. And Rotzo Baal Nitin Shleishim Ve'echad with dinner. If the Baal wants to give, you know, 26 plus 5, which is 31, and it says dinner here, we'll talk about why it says dinner, Habayim Kaidin, the Baal goes first. But from Lav, Oymelo, you got Tichu. We say the guy who bid 26, he gets it.